From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your Sunday evening news update. Two people are taken to the hospital following a stabbing incident in Georgetown. Police report shortly before 3:30 a.m. Saturday, they responded to a report of a stabbing incident at a nightclub on Canal Point Drive, Georgetown. They say that there was an altercation involving multiple people. One man received stab wounds and was taken to the Cayman Islands Hospital by emergency services for treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Police also report that a woman at the location also received minor injuries. She was taken to the hospital. Both have since been released. The matter is currently under investigation, and anyone who witnessed the incident or who has any information, you're asked to contact Georgetown CID at 949-4222. You can also submit anonymous tips via the RCIPS confidential tip line at 949-7777 or the Miami-based call center of Crime Stoppers at 800-TIPS. That is 800-8477. Five more repatriation flights are added for Kingston and Miami. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins has the details.
Cayman Airways Limited has added five more repatriation flights for travel in August from Grand Cayman to Miami and to Kingston. The schedule for the extra Kingston flights is as follows: Thursday, August 13th, 2020, departing 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, August 19th, 2020, departing 2:10 p.m. and Wednesday, August 26th, 2020, departing 10:30 a.m. The schedule for the extra Miami flights is as follows: Wednesday, August 12th, 2020, departing at 2:30 p.m. and Wednesday, August 19th, 2020, departing at 10 a.m. Cayman Airways is reminding all passengers traveling on these repatriation flights to please review and follow the policies in place. Persons traveling to Jamaica must secure a travel authorization from the Jamaican government prior to checking in for a flight. The application can be completed online via the following: for Jamaican nationals, jamcovid19.moh.gov.gm/immigration.html. For non-Jamaicans, visit jamaica.com. Passengers who do not present the required travel authorization when checking in for their flight will not be able to travel. Upon arrival in Jamaica, passengers from Cayman will not be required to undergo a COVID-19 test, but will be subject to a health screening and risk assessments by Jamaican health authorities. All passengers are required to wear a face mask throughout the airport in Kingston. For the United States, persons traveling must be U.S. citizens or those legally able to travel to or through the U.S. Passengers are responsible for ensuring that they have the necessary travel documents for entry into any country. There are no special COVID-19 requirements for entering the U.S. at this time, with the exception of Miami Airport requiring all passengers to wear a face mask throughout the airport. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
Community Affairs Councillor Austin Harris tells Finance Committee that even before COVID-19, the needs assessment faced a key hurdle leading to backlogs and delays in providing services to those in need.
One of the biggest challenges that NAU experienced, ironically, both during the pandemic as well as prior to it, were the incomplete application forms that were submitted to the department.
Mr. Harris says in spite of the fact that the NAU reduced the amount of required documentation during the pandemic, the obligation to assess and justify the need remained, as there is and was a limit on the funding available.
So we had to ensure that those applications that came into the department were in fact legitimate. And the only way for the staff to do that is through the provision of certain required documentation, and that proved to be problematic.
Councillor Harris also said verification of needs and background checks proved extremely important, as some people applying for assistance didn't actually need it. The Health Services Authority's pharmacy is reminding its patients to collect their prescription requests and of the importance of taking their medication as prescribed by the physician to improve health outcomes, healing, and recovery from illness. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
When prescribed drugs are not taken, this can lead to the worsening health of patients, an increase in the cost of medical care, and stress on the healthcare system through wastage of medications and human resources needed for restocking and unnecessary administrative work. HSA Chief Pharmacist Colin Medford said in recent years, the HSA has taken action to improve the availability and convenience of pharmacy services, but the high rates of uncollected medications, even when reminded by phone call, are becoming a concern among clinicians. For patients' health and well-being. Mr. Medford said they understand that the restrictions implemented during the COVID-19 pandemic has had a major part to play in this. However, they encourage people to pick up prescriptions timely, as it is for the benefit of their health. Well, the good news is that the pharmacy hours have been extended since the relaxation of the shelter-in-place restrictions. HSA is also implementing even more enhanced measures to ensure patients feel safer when visiting their facilities. As a result of the shelter-in-place restrictions, they have also implemented a new medication refill service through WhatsApp and have even made home delivery a permanent service for the vulnerable and elderly. During the shelter-in-place, a temporary location was opened at Smith Road Center to help reduce wait times, allow for social distancing, and facilitate pickup of refills only for Cineco and private insurance members with full coverage. Patients are reminded that the usual services such as dropping off prescriptions for refills at the drop box outside of the Cayman Islands Hospital's main pharmacy, online refills, and pickup at the district health clinics are still available. Mr. Medford said maintaining good health and complying with prescribed medication is crucial, especially for those with chronic health conditions. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
And finally in the news, in their latest efforts to support the community during the COVID-19 pandemic, the Cayman Islands Fire Service volunteers with Meals on Wheels to provide hot meals to those in need. Over 50 meals were cooked and prepared at Central Fire Station last month, supporting the Meals on Wheels distribution. With much success from their initiative, the fire service says they plan to continue cooking and donating meals on a monthly basis to various charities on island as part of their ongoing community activities. That is your latest local news here on Radio Cayman. I'm Shanda Gallego. Thank you for listening.